Success isn't random or reserved for the lucky few. It follows predictable patterns that anyone can master. Jack Canfield's journey from an $8,000 a year teacher to a multimillionaire author reveals that achievement begins with one fundamental shift: taking 100% responsibility for everything in your life. The formula is elegantly simple. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. While we can't control all events, we have absolute control over our responses, which ultimately determine our results. Most people spend their lives blaming external circumstances, the economy, their boss, their childhood, for their problems. They complain about situations they could change but choose not to because change involves risk. This victim mentality keeps them trapped in mediocrity. Successful people, however, recognize they create or allow everything that happens to them. Consider how differently people respond to the same challenge. When an earthquake damaged California highways, one commuter sat fuming in traffic, cursing his decision to live there. Another, in the same jam, listened to language lessons, made productive calls, and arrived at work energized. The difference wasn't the traffic, it was their response to it. Taking responsibility extends to every area of life. If you're overweight, you chose the food. If you're in an unhappy relationship, you chose to stay. This level of accountability might feel uncomfortable initially, but it's incredibly empowering. When you acknowledge that you've created your current conditions, you realize you can recreate them at will. Without clear purpose, you're like a ship without a rudder. When you're on purpose, doing what you love, what you're good at, and what matters, opportunities naturally flow toward you. Your inner guidance system reveals your purpose through joy. Identify two unique qualities, list ways you express them, envision your ideal world, then combine these elements. Example: my purpose is to use my creativity and enthusiasm to inspire others to express their talents freely. Most people don't achieve their desires because they haven't defined them clearly. While we knew exactly what we wanted as babies, social conditioning led us to prioritize pleasing others over authentic desires. To reclaim your power, stop saying, "I don't know," when faced with choices. List what you want to do, have, and be. Don't worry about making a living. Successful people like Oprah and Ellen DeGeneres built careers around their passions, proving there are many ways to monetize what you love. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. We respond not to reality, but to our brain's expectations based on past experience. This explains why patients receiving placebo surgeries report the same pain relief as those who had real procedures. Their brains expected improvement. Tim Ferriss demonstrated this by winning the National Sanshao Kickboxing Championship just 6 weeks after starting. With intensive training and unwavering belief in victory, he succeeded, proving that most people fail not from lack of skill, but lack of belief. Even with inherited limiting beliefs, you can reshape your self-concept. Research shows that through positive self-talk, visualization, and practice, anyone can learn almost anything. Most successful people weren't naturally the most talented. They simply believed in possibilities and outworked others. Your brain operates as a goal-seeking organism. Effective goals must be specific, measurable, and time-bound. "I will weigh 135 pounds by June 30" works better than "I want to lose weight." Push beyond your comfort zone. Aim to master life through learning new skills and overcoming fears. Include a breakthrough goal representing a quantum leap, like writing a book or starting a business. Review goals twice daily to activate your subconscious mind, creating structural tension between reality and vision. Goals require action to become reality. Action demonstrates commitment, attracts support, and generates vital feedback. Winners take necessary steps, even imperfectly, adjusting until they succeed. Avoid excessive planning, like Bob Kriegel's son who landed a job in 2 days while his girlfriend spent a week perfecting her resume. There's rarely a perfect time to start. What matters is beginning, getting feedback, and learning through action. Most people move through life with their psychological emergency brake engaged, holding limiting beliefs that sabotage their progress. Instead of forcing more willpower, success comes from releasing the brakes by transforming these beliefs and upgrading self-image. Your comfort zone acts as a self-created prison formed from accumulated negative experiences. Like elephants still bound by breakable ropes, humans often remain trapped by limitations learned early in life. This explains why most lottery winners go bankrupt within 5 years, unconsciously recreating their familiar financial reality. Similarly, salespeople with a $3,000 monthly self-image will hustle below that target but ease off once exceeding it. You can expand your comfort zone through exposure to better experiences and using affirmations to program your subconscious. Jim Carrey exemplified this by writing himself a $10 million check before earning that amount, carrying it as a daily reminder. Visualization accelerates success by activating your subconscious and training your brain to notice helpful resources. Your brain processes visualization similarly to actual performance, which is why Olympic athletes rely on this technique. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. High achievers rely on support teams that handle core work, freeing them to focus on creating opportunities. To delegate effectively, list activities, identify your strengths and highest income tasks, then delegate the rest to focus on what you do best. In our hyper-connected world, protecting time is crucial. Learn to say no without guilt and set boundaries. Create what Jim Collins calls a stop-doing list alongside your to-do list. Seek guidance from proven experts rather than well-meaning friends without relevant experience. When approaching mentors, be specific about what you need, whether connections, expertise, or strategic validation. Masterminding brings 5 to 6 people together regularly to problem-solve and motivate each other. Napoleon Hill noted that industrial giants like Carnegie, Ford, and Edison used mastermind groups to leverage collective intelligence. Life is on-the-job training, with each day offering opportunities to learn through real-world feedback. Don't wait for perfect conditions. Focus on progressive improvement through these principles. Like Buckminster Fuller's concept of precession, where a honeybee's unintended effect is cross-pollination, your movement toward goals generates unexpected opportunities. None of the successful people Canfield worked with could have mapped their exact paths. The key was setting clear direction and maintaining momentum. These principles have helped millions achieve their dreams across cultures and industries, from finances to relationships. They form a proven system for life transformation, whether you're starting a business, improving health, or seeking meaning. The question isn't whether these principles work, but whether you'll implement them today. Your future is created by what you do now. Take that first step and watch as the universe begins to conspire in your favor.